The image depicts a detailed schematic of the olfactory system's signal transduction pathway, from the initial detection of odors, to the relay of information, to the brain. At the bottom of the diagram, we see the olfactory epithelium, where the process begins. The olfactory receptors depicted as structures with cilia are the sensory neurons that detect odorants. These cilia increase the surface area for odorant molecules to bind to receptor proteins, initiating the olfactory response. Above the olfactory receptors are basal cells, which are stem cells that can differentiate into new olfactory receptor neurons. This is significant because olfactory receptors have a limited lifespan and are regularly replaced. When odorant molecules bind to receptors on the cilia, the olfactory receptor cells send electrical signals up through their axons. These axons pass through the cribriform plate, a sieve-like structure at the base of the skull, into the olfactory bulb. Within the olfactory bulb, the axons make synaptic connections with dendrites of neurons in structures called glomeruli. Each glomerulus is a sort of processing unit. Multiple olfactory receptor neurons that detect the same type of odorant molecule converge on a single glomerulus. The synapses within the glomeruli are points of communication, where neurotransmitters are released from the axons of the olfactory receptor neurons and bind to receptors on the dendrites of other neurons in the olfactory bulb, such as mitral and tufted cells, not labeled here. This synaptic transmission is crucial for the propagation of the olfactory signal. Finally, the mitral and tufted cells send the processed information deeper into the brain, resulting in the perception of smell. The diagram simplifies the complex neural circuitry involved in olfaction and visually conveys the essential steps of olfactory perception.